A very good morning, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Krisos Daf Beis, Krisos 2a, pagination is 3, and we have the privilege of starting the new Masechta. The Masechta begins Shloshem Veshesh Krisos B'Torah. There are 36 cases of the punishment called Kares in the Torah. Now, the punishment called kares is generally translated as cutting off, and it is one of the types of misos bidei shamayim. There's something called misa bidei shamayim, that in heaven they cut his life short, and kares is one of that similar category of types of punishments, just that kares is viewed as more serious, perhaps that the person dies even earlier than regular Misa B'dei Shamayim, and that young children might also be affected. Such a punishment, obviously, is going to be applying only by some very serious categories of Averos. Lesser categories, such as a mitzvah saseh, there's punishment, but it's not the serious. Other punishments exist, violations, but a kares punishment is something that the Torah specifically says that the person gets cut off, and the working assumption and understanding that is that the avera is so destructive that it's being punished as a capital offense, even, as we'll see in a second, if there was no hasra'ah, there was no warning, there are no edim, there are no witnesses, it's not going to be punishable as a capital offense in the earthly Bezdin, but in the heavenly Bezdin, it is considered that serious, and that's the punishment associated. You'll take a look at Rashi, inner commentary, top line, kol hanach krisus b'mezid below hasra'ah. The case that we're going to be listing off here are cases where this violation, such as living with a married woman, for example, etc., were done purposely, but without warning, and therefore earthly Bezdin can't enforce. And that's the spot of commonality between these different violations. Says Rashi, Aval ika hasra, but if there was warning and we were dealing with the earthly Bezdin addressing these issues, yesh mehen, there are different punishments that might be appropriate as described in the Torah and the tradition, whether it's malchus or it's a capital offense with chenek or skila, etc. But the general rule is zedono kares. If you do it purposely, without witnesses, it's a violation of kares. Shegigaso chatos. If it's done by mistake, it's going to be a karban chatos of some sort. And that's really the theme that we're going to be working with. We're not going to be focused on the esoteric and how Hashem runs his world and his punishments and when he imposes them. We're going to be focusing on halacha, as the Gemara always does, which means we're focused on the case of shogeg, when this is done by mistake. If you have something that if it was done b'mezid purposely, it would be kares, then b'shogeg it's going to be a chatas, and that's going to be the focus of our mesechta, which is part of Seder Kodshim. It's part of the part of Mishnayos and Gemara that deals with karbanos. Again, that would be in the case where it was done by mistake and the person is ready for atonement. So, b'shogeg by mistake, a karban. B'mezid without ability to impose earthly, it's kares. If it's possible to impose it earthly bezdin, then it would be whatever punishment it would be. Shabbos, for example, a Shabbos violation is not the same as a Yom Kippur violation, etc. The Mishnah begins. Shaloshim v'sheish karisis b'Torah, the 36 cases of kares in the Torah. Again, kares being defined, simple translation, cutting off. And whatever that exactly means, we'll leave to the commentaries. Habo al ha'im, a person has relations with his mother, val eshes av, or with his father's wife. And we're just going to do some, I'm not doing them all. Habo al zachor, a person, a man, is with another man, val habehema, or with an animal, v'isha meviha behema aleha, and a woman who brings an animal upon her is also kares, if it's done b'mezid, without edim and hasra, and it's going to default in the focus of our mesechta as a korban chatas if it was done by mistake. Each one of these types of cases, you have to consider what the possible mistakes might have been. Habal isha ubita, a man is with a woman and her daughter, which is prohibited. Ve'eshes ish, or he's with a married woman. Habal achoso, he's with his sister. Va'al achos aviv, the sister of his father, meaning his aunt. Va'al achos imo, the sister of his mother. Va'al achos ishto, the sister of his wife during his wife's lifetime. It's one of the unique considerations. Va'al eshes achiv, the wife of his brother, also has an interesting consideration that after the passing of his brother, that erva in a certain case might not remain. That's the case of Yibum, if the brother died without children and the woman is eligible for Yibum, there could be a case where this does not remain as an erva. Val eshes achi aviv, the wife of his father's brother, also a form of an aunt, but we're very specific. We have to know each time the exact relationship. Va'al hanida, a man comes upon a nida. The violation is described in the Torah as kares. The Mishnah continues with a series of things that are the type of violation of Avodah Zorah type things. Hamegadev, someone who curses God. Oved Avodas Kochavim, worships idols. Nosen Mizaro Lamolech, gives of his children to the Molech. Avodah Zorah, discussion what that service exactly was, if the child died as a result. But whatever it was, that violation is a kares violation. Mechalel Shabbos, a person violates Shabbos. We have Zedono Kares, Shegigaso Chatos, and that's the famous case of bringing a korban chatos if a person violated Shabbos by mistake. Moving along in the Mishnah, Ha'ochel v'ha'osa malacha b'yom ha'kippurim, a person who eats on Yom Kippur or does forbidden labor on Yom Kippur, the violation is not processed exactly the same. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they're different holidays on the Jewish calendar, but again, the commonality is that they're both kares in the specific case that we are describing. We also have the Korban Pesach and the mitzvah of milah, circumcision, that are kares-oriented, even though these are unique, that they are positive commandments, not negative, restrictive laws. They're positive. You have to go do it. If you don't do it willfully or by mistake, these are discussions that we can have. Now, in addition to the korban chatos, sometimes the atonement korban doesn't take the form of chatos kavua, the standard chatos. Sometimes it takes the form called an asham talui, a dependent, a waiting atonement korban. And that would be if he's not sure if he did the violation, he wants to bring an atonement so that in the meantime, it's clear that he's taking it seriously. But if it ever emerges, whether it was or wasn't a violation, he would act accordingly, possibly bringing another karbon when it's clear to him that it was a violation, if that develops. There's also the case of an olev yored, a fluctuating karbon, which we've come across on different occasions, and that is a form of atonement karbon, but the Torah gives an allowance that if the person can't afford it, it has a sliding scale, it has different levels where he might be able to bring a flower karbon, a bird karbon, or an animal karbon, depending on his wealth. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.